hunting equipment. This is also a decision.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This agenda item has to do with hunting equipment, two WACs, 220-413-070 and 220-414-060. The first WAC we're addressing, it has to do with muzzleloader firearm equipment rules. The Fish and Wildlife Commission requested that the department look into the public's opinion on changing the restriction on which type of primers can be used for muzzleloader firearms during muzzleloader seasons. Essentially, the 209 primers that are used in other states, in a fair number of other states. We disallow that at this point. We were late in the public process for the three-year package, so we tried to adapt and reached out to our hunting community, deer and elk hunters, with an email survey across the state. We did that in October, past the other time periods where we had reached out to public. We received 14,000 plus responses, and the majority of the responses were supportive. And we also have some results from department biologists that were also surveyed in a different fashion. I won't show you all of the results, but some of the highlights from the survey with deer and elk hunters. There's a common theme here. Deer hunters, all three user groups, if you look at the green columns for muzzleloader, archery, and modern firearms, were supportive of this idea. Elk hunters, even more so. And again, somewhat surprisingly, all three user groups were supportive of the idea. When we talked to our biologists, and we had a bunch of other questions that we asked the public, but that's I gave you all of that stuff at the March briefing. When we talked to our biologists, asking them if they thought, if they supported this particular idea, they were split almost equally. Six yes, seven no, one neutral. If adopted, would this change increase or decrease or have no effect on deer and elk harvest? Well, nobody thought it would decrease harvest, but 9-5 increase versus no effect. Interestingly enough, if you compare that one to this question, would the change have a positive, negative, or neutral effect on the deer and elk populations? Five folks thought it would have a negative effect. Nine folks in our biologist crew felt it would have a neutral effect. And in the long term, would it be beneficial to deer and elk hunters? Again, fairly evenly split when we survey our biologists. So, our proposal for WAC 220-414-060, based on the survey results from the email survey and what we saw from all three user groups, we're proposing that primers designed for centerfire cartridges be allowed during muzzleloader season. Department biologists had mixed opinions, as you saw. And some felt the change would ultimately require some shortening of muzzleloader seasons, and so that's sort of an unknown for us right now if this were to move forward. The second WAC regarding equipment and restrictions of hunting is the WAC that speaks to hunting with the aid of aircraft and motorized vehicles in general. The use of unmanned aircraft is, as you know, becoming fairly ubiquitous in our country. Currently, this WAC speaks to restrictions when it comes to motorized vehicles, boats, conventional aircraft used for hunting or scouting, that sort of thing. The department recognized the need to more specifically call out unmanned aircraft in the rule as we do the other vehicles. And so the proposed amendment specifies unmanned aircraft. Testimony that you all heard at the March meeting identified the need for an exception for designees of the department that might be assisting us with addressing wildlife conflicts. So we've added that exception language into our proposal. So the proposal for this WAC would disallow the use of unmanned aircraft during hunting, and you can see the specific WAC language in your notebooks. And it would also provide an exception for designees of the department that are helping with wildlife conflict issues. Any questions? Happy to answer.
Should we take those separately?
No.
I know we're.
Thank you, Dr. Jerry, for the presentation. You know, initially on the muzzleloader thing, I was thinking along the lines of this was a solution looking for a problem. But I know that this was something brought forward by, member of the public, and the department, I think, did an excellent job in trying to outreach and see kind of what the response was, whether there was support within the hunting community to do it. It looks like, at least based on the results, it looks like there is support. I guess my only concern now, or what I would ask the department to do, would be to closely monitor this and see if this change does in fact result in a shortening of the muzzleloader season. And if that's the case, then I think we need to reassess this. So that's just my thoughts on this. But I will be voting in favor of this change. Thanks.
So can I just add something? Informally surveying muzzleloaders, if you add that question, would you be willing to have a shorter season in exchange for upgrading your weapon with this technology? My anecdotal experience is that they all say no, so it is a very important question that I think we need to keep an eye on. And with that, I will move to amend WAC 220-414-060 and WAC 220-413-070 as presented.
A question on that. Are we voting on both?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can we take them one at a time?
Yeah. I think we can. Yeah. That's your decision.
Yeah.
Then. Okay, so I will withdraw my motion. There hasn't been a second. I move to amend WAC 220-414-060 as presented. And that's the muzzleloader.
Motion's been made.
Second.
Second. Any further
Keeney.
Discussion?
One shortcoming.
I just want to explain, while I'll be voting no on this, I really believe that I read closely much of the mail we received, and most of the mail we received on this was from muzzleloaders, and it was pro and con. But I believe that since there is an advantage to being a muzzleloader, and I believe in keeping the primitive weapons primitive. I also heard lots of concerns about shortening the seasons, so I'm going to be a no today.
All those in favor of the first motion,
the primer.
The primer, say aye.
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 Opposed?
Nay.
Nay. Two nays.
Two nays.
Two nays. Me.
Okay.
Okay, now the second one.
Okay. I move to amend WAC 220-413-070 as presented.
Motion's been made. There's a second. You got a second?
Second.
But, Mr. Baker. Seconded. Further discussion?
Yeah. I got in trouble for doing this last time. What kind of teeth are there in this law? Is it one of those that there's going to be a law, but there's no real penalty for doing it?
I'd have to refer to our law enforcement folks to help me out with that, but it's in the same WAC as, misusing motorized vehicles, boats, whatever penalty goes along with those. It's a misdemeanor.
Okay.
Hearing none, none. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you.